some of our guests. And also, you can see where I was Doctor of the Day for the House of Representatives for the 12th year. Or you can go to our website, and we have our previous shows archived there at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. So if anybody has any questions today, our phone is 206-1580. As an update, we did a program on oral cancer and oral sex. Is there a link? And we discussed about the human papilloma virus. Well, I really work hard to keep up to date on all the latest information. And they just came out in the Journal of Infectious Diseases that the rate of human papilloma virus in U.S. teens has gone down 50%. Remember we discussed that the human papilloma virus is associated with both cervical cancer in women and can be a risk for oral cancer. So that's very, very important. Unfortunately, not enough women or men between the ages of 9 and 26 have had their vaccination. So we strongly encourage that because it's going to save lives down the road. It's going to help prevent cervical cancer. We know that the vaccination is a series of three shots, but with just even one shot, it becomes 82% effective. So we want to update that on our previous program, and we want to talk today about the number one killer of both men and women. And yes, that is vascular disease, heart attack. I know everybody's been reading in the news, and unfortunately, about a very famous actor, Mr. James Gandolfini, and they just reported his autopsy that he died of a heart attack. He was only 51 years old. In my book, that's young. And I think most people would agree. So I want to talk today about trying to discover and understand what causes a heart attack and why I went down this path to start a prevention center and also why I have this radio program. Just to remind everybody, the heart, it's a muscular pump. It is so important. It's slightly bigger than a clenched fist. It weighs about a pound. It beats 100,000 times a day. It pumps 2,000 gallons of blood a day. That's about 5 quarts of blood each minute. And there's 60,000 miles of arteries, capillaries, and veins in the vascular system. But we need to be concerned about atherosclerosis and its implications in our health. But first, I want to talk about why I decided, first of all, to become a lipidologist, which entails the prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. About myself, I don't know if some people know about me. I grew up here in Charlotte County. I am the first woman to grow up here and come back and practice medicine. I graduated from Charlotte High School, and I'm very proud to say in 1975. At that time, that was the only high school in the whole county. So I see Tom smiling. And my family came here in 1960. To Charlotte County. I am the not only the first woman to come back and practice medicine, the first woman who is also a lipidologist, and one of the first to become a certified menopause practitioner. I've been practicing family medicine since 1985. I am also a fellow of the American Academy of family physicians, and also I have my boards in lipids, which I obtain in 2010. I have many interests in life, and I'm really excited about having my own solo practice. So when a patient comes to see me, they come to see me. I am there. Whenever I see my patients, I always end my visit with, I'm here for you. So patients know me, and many patients I've had over the years. In the year 2000, I opened my own solo practice, and my office is located in Port Charlotte, across from the American Legion on 3155 Harbor Boulevard. I'm very proud to say that I have my office there with the most incredible staff to take wonderful care of our patients, my patients, to take care of you. Many of you know I feel very strongly about preventing a major event. And, you know, my patients hear that. If I hear of someone and you were just talking about a friend, and we don't have to mention a name, who was having an event, right, Tom?
Yes. Momentarily blind in one eye, and started talking, just mumbling. And somebody asked him, are you okay? And he said, well, I can speak now. I guess I'm okay. And what did we say that was? A TIA?
A TIA, a transient ischemic attack. And what happens is there's a part of the brain that doesn't get enough blood. Blood means oxygen. If your brain cells don't get blood, those cells die. If your heart muscle does not get blood, you die of a heart attack. You have ischemia in that heart muscle. Now, and that's what I want to talk about today, is a condition which unfortunately occurred to this actor, and who is a very fine actor, what we call sudden death. Sudden death occurs about 250,000 Americans get sudden death. 50% of the people who have sudden death of a heart attack have never had a symptom.
Really?
Never have felt anything. And this is why I'm so passionate. I tell my patients, what are we waiting for? First of all, we need to know our risk, but it goes beyond that. And this goes back to my story about becoming a lipidologist. My own father, in 1996, had bypass surgery. My father was a strong man. He worked in construction. He lifted bags of cement. He had a crew of about 50 men. He made terrazzo floors, a lost art here in Charlotte County.
Well, it's not lost because you know what? That new Publix back here?
Yes.
It's all terrazzo. I was amazed.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful. My father did all kinds of shapes and forms and terrazzo. It was an art. It was gorgeous. So my father, we also had a farm, which I know most of my patients know, all of you know. I live on a farm, and I have chickens and a horse, and I love growing my orchids, and I have four Dachshunds, four wiener dogs.
Oh, boy. That's work, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have help.
Okay.
So after seeing my father, and then in the year 2004, after Hurricane Charlie, my mother started getting short of breath. And my mother ended up having also bypass surgery and aortic valve replacement. So I know I have in my family vascular disease, atherosclerosis. In the early 2000, I went to a lecture, and I was totally impressed with this doctor. His name is Dr. Brad Bale. And he was talking about preventing heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And I said, you know, that is really, really important. Because as a doctor, we have been trained to treat disease, not enough to prevent disease. and catching things early. So that is so important. So Dr. Bale and his nurse practitioner, Amy Doneen, who I've also attended their lecture and their preceptorship, have totally amazed me with their whole change of what are you waiting for? They look for disease. They don't just base it on risk. Most calculations base disease on risk. In other words, what is your chance of getting atherosclerosis? Well, we know that you're at high risk if you have a family history, if you're a smoker, and if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you also have a waist greater than 35 inches. But there's more to it than just looking at risk. So every one of you out here, every one of you who are listening to this program, please listen and learn and know that you can make a difference in your life and someone you love. So you don't have to hear, oh my goodness, my best friend, my family member just had a heart attack and no one knew they had vascular disease. So I'm going to talk about today, what is it that we can do to look ahead to prevent the number one killer of both men and women. So vascular disease is the leading cause of death. It's more than cancer, respiratory disease, Alzheimer's, accidents all combined.
That's hard to believe. You know that?
It's really very, very important. And when someone famous, unfortunately, passes away, somehow it just splashes all over the media, the internet, the television, what their illness was, and brings to the forefront, that person's disease and death. But what about the 250,000 people a year who pass from sudden death?
Yeah, that you don't hear about.
That you don't hear about.
Yeah.
That we could be preventing this. So I became passionate with this, not only because of my parents, my family history, but also I was going to these lectures of Dr. Brad Bale and Amy Doneen. And by the way, if you go to their website, baledoneen.com, it's a great website. They have a practice where they just focus on prevention. Dr. Brad Bale is a family physician, and he calls himself also an arteriologist. In other words, they're trying to prevent atherosclerosis in your arteries, that which causes the heart attack and stroke. So what is atherosclerosis? Well, we know that that is a buildup of plaque. Plaque in your artery. What builds it up? Cholesterol. Cholesterol goes into the lining of your artery and causes inflammation. Your body sends white blood cells. White blood cells are the ones that fight infection. Go to the arteries and a plaque is formed with white blood cells, inflammatory markers, and we know that plaque can become unstable. As that plaque becomes unstable, it pops and ruptures, and then a clot is formed there. When that clot is formed, we know that can cause the stop of blood flow going to your heart muscle or to your brain. Now, if you know, many people who have sudden death may have a plaque that ruptures in one of the main arteries of the heart. And that is called the LAD, left anterior descending artery. The first is the left main. That then branches. So if you have a major, I call it a major plumbing problem, it's going to wipe out that whole part of your heart that gets that blood flow. When the heart muscle doesn't get enough blood flow, what happens? It gets ischemic. This muscle dies. Then the heart can go into ventricular fibrillation, which, if that's not attended to right away, then that person, unfortunately, will not make it. So time is of the essence. But why do we have to wait for this event to occur if there is so much we can do before? Now, if anybody has any questions, please call me at 206-1580. This is very important. And I'm going to give you a few more statistics. And I want to talk about the Bayo-Dunning method. 50% of men, 64% of women who die of a heart attack had no idea they had this disease.
Yeah, it happened with my wife. She was alive 1 minute and dead the next. And the mysterious part about it was that she had a physical and a complete exam on a Thursday, and Sunday she went to meet her maker, just like that. No idea. Perfectly healthy 56-year-old woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just like that. So, like you say, you don't know.
You don't know. Yeah. But we're going to learn there's things we can look for to prevent. 56 is so young.
Yeah. Oh, look at James, 51.
Yes.
Dead. Dead. Do you really think that he might have known he had some sort of a problem, or was just and known about it and ignored it, or was it just something that it just popped up and it happened to him? It's amazing.
We don't know. But I'm going to give enough information today that hopefully, even if just one life that we save with this program, which I know there's more than one person out there listening, I am going to feel extremely blessed because this is so important. Unfortunately, you can be healthy. You can look healthy. You can even have a stress test today. And tomorrow, and pass it, and tomorrow have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, in order to fail a stress test, you have to have at least 70% blockage of your artery. But we know you don't have to have 70% blockage to have a heart attack. If you have a plaque that ruptures, if you have disease in your artery, that's going to form that clot, and that's going to keep that heart from getting blood. That's going to be, unfortunately, what is called the widow maker or the widower maker, unfortunately, in your circumstance.
Nope.
So we need to know that with all our modern science, there is science out there that can be shown to prevent every 34 seconds. Someone dies of a heart attack every 40 seconds. In this country, someone has a stroke. And 25% of people who have a heart attack have already had a heart attack or stroke. So it's a reoccurring issue. Many people feel that if they go ahead and get a stent or bypass surgery, that they're out of the woods. That's for now. They have opened up their channels, their highway, their plumbing. They have not gone to what we call the root cause of the problem. That root cause, which we're going to talk about in just a minute, uses the Bayo-Dunning method to find out, to keep those stents from reoccurring. Some people have had more than one bypass surgery or even heart attack and stroke after bypass surgery. But first, we're going to take a break.
You are listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. Feel free to follow up on today's show by visiting their website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com, all one word, and spelled T-R-I-A-N-A. Also, we'd like to remind you that this is a live medical talk show. You're invited to participate. Our phone lines are open. Call now at 941-206-1580 or toll free 888-441-1580. And now, here is your host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Hello, everyone. And this is the second part of our show. If you tuned into the first part, you know we're talking about the number one killer of both men and women. And guess what? There is hope and there is a way to prevent this disease and help keep someone you love living longer for more good years. You know, we talk about that at the Triana Center for the Prevention of Heart Attack, Stroke, and Diabetes. My whole goal is to make a difference, to save your life, your someone that you love life, and to get the information out. We can do it. Every one of us here has the knowledge and the ability to do something. Knowledge is power. We talked about that there's 250,000 people who have what we call sudden death, that 50% of men and 64% of women who die of a heart attack, that is their first symptom. What are we waiting for? Well, I want everyone to talk to you about the Bale-Dohnine method. These two incredible people, Dr. Bradley Bale and Amy Dohnine, who's a nurse practitioner. Now, Amy has a clinic in Spokane, Washington, and Brad Bale in Texas. They have an incredible website. I got so enthusiastic and passionate after meeting them and after seeing what my parents went through. I took a preceptorship to learn more about this incredible method. And you know, it really is simple to understand how to prevent atherosclerosis, the plaque that builds up in your arteries. There, Amy said, and she wrote a very moving letter on her website about the unfortunate passing of an actor, Mr. Gandolfini, from a heart attack. She said, waiting for an event to occur does not prevent. And we can prevent this illness. They start off with six very simple points. Number one, educate the patient. What is the cause of a heart attack and stroke? We know it's atherosclerosis. We know it's plaque in the arteries that can rupture and cause this disease. So, guess what? Number two, we need to look for disease. We need to look for disease. We don't just base it on risk factors. How many people do you know don't smoke, are not overweight, are not diabetics, and unfortunately have had a heart attack? We need to look for disease. We need to not just look at the patient as, you know, judging the book as its cover. We need to look at the human being and look for disease. Identify the disease. Look for what's called the red flags of disease. Look for plaque in the arteries. What's one of the easiest ways we can look for plaque? We can look at the carotid arteries. A simple test using sound waves. You know, I tell my patients, I can look in your arteries using the same technology, ultrasonography, that they use to look at the baby and a mom that's pregnant.
Sure. Yeah. Amazing.
It doesn't hurt the baby, and it's not going to hurt you. It uses sound waves. I can see if there's plaque in your artery. I can see if there's a buildup of plaque in the lining of your arteries. We call that carotid intimal thickening. So the question is this, a simple test, which we do perform at the Triana Prevention Center to look for plaque. So if you have plaque, as I say, you have disease in your arteries. It's either you're pregnant or you're not. It's not in between. So if you have plaque, you have vascular disease. We can treat that plaque, that disease, atherosclerosis, which, by the way, they used to call it hardening of the arteries.
Is that the old name?
Right.
Okay.
Hardening of the arteries. We can treat that disease, and we can monitor the atherosclerosis. So what's the third point in the Baldonian method? Look for fire. Look for inflammation. Assess and monitor that inflammation in your arteries. So how do we do that? How do we look for inflammation? Well, we know that we can do advanced lipid testing. In my center, we do advanced lipid testing blood that we send to Cleveland Heart Lab in Cleveland, Ohio, where we can look for markers. They're called biomarkers of inflammation. And those biomarkers are myeloperoxidase, C-reactive protein, F2 isoprotein. We can look also for oxidized LDL cholesterol. We can look at the particles of cholesterol. Does that person have many dense particles, or does that person have a low number of the good or HDL cholesterol? We can look at the protein that attaches and makes the envelope that carries the cholesterol and the triglycerides, the fat in your blood. You know, I go out and people say, what's a lipidologist? I think it has to do something with fat. I said, yes, it has to do with triglycerides. It has to do with cholesterol. It has to do with prevention of heart attack, stroke. And we know it's strongly associated also with diabetes. So we can put out that fire in your arteries, because if the fire is there, it's a vicious cycle. More plaque is going to form, and that plaque that forms also causes fire or inflammation. We need to look for the root cause of disease. Number four, the root cause of disease. What are some of the red flags that we look at in disease? Well, we look at diabetes. If a woman's also had gestational diabetes, if someone has kidney disease, they have vascular disease. If they are a smoker, if they have secondhand smoke in their home, if they have high blood pressure, if they have obesity, abdominal obesity, which, you know, we measure with a measuring tape. Wow, what a high-tech thing that is.
Instrument, right?
Right. A measuring tape. So not only when someone comes to see me and they say, you know, I've had a strong family history of heart disease, Dr. Triana. What can I do? I don't want that. I have children. I want to live longer. I want to prevent this disease. I want to have more good years with my family. And I say, guess what? There is hope. I can help. I'm here for you. So what are the other things we need to look at? Sleep apnea is associated with vascular disease. gum disease, erectile dysfunction. We talked about the fact that erectile dysfunction is a red flag for vascular disease. Inflammatory disease, such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, gout, also can be associated with vascular disease. Polycystic ovaries is a condition that women can have who also have insulin resistance and hormone changes in their bodies. Now, I know we were going to speak today about andropause, and we're going to talk about that and have a full program to let everyone know that andropause does exist. We will speak more about it, and we will talk about a very important hormone, testosterone. I want to capture everyone's attention because of it's in the news about heart attack. And I think it's important. If it's in your mind, if it's in your sight, we want to make you aware of it. That any of these red flags, if someone has any of these red flags, you need to be evaluated for vascular disease. So I know anyone out there who has any of these conditions or these red flags, you need to know that you need to be evaluated to see if you are at risk for sudden death, for a heart attack or stroke. So, we talked about looking for root causes of disease. And we also look now for optimal goals to decrease risk. What are we looking for? What are our optimal goals? And yes, they are achievable. I read a study that if you have your dinner and you just take a 15-minute walk after you eat, it's going to improve and decrease your blood sugar and decrease your risk. Just 15 minutes. And why is that? Because we know that high levels of insulin and high blood sugar is associated with inflammation in your arteries. Diabetes is associated with inflammation in your arteries. And if we can lower your blood sugar, we can decrease inflammation. We've discussed, yes, we have, that we can prevent someone from being diagnosed with diabetes. You have a window of 10 to 15 years to catch, to look for, to prevent diabetes. So anyone who gets diagnosed with diabetes has already had issues, problems with the metabolism in their body, which is a metabolic disease, diabetes, for 10 to 15 years. That's a long time.
Yes, I would say it is. Absolutely.
So if someone who has had insulin resistance, we can prevent diabetes. Blood pressure. Again, I have patients who say to me, you know, I feel great. I'm healthy. I eat good. I feel great. And they come in and I take their blood pressure.
And where is it? Way off the map?
And it's high.
Wow.
And I say to you, blood pressure is a silent disease. You won't feel it until it's done its damage. Where does it do its damage? The back of the eye. People can lead to blindness. So is diabetes, stroke, heart attack, vascular disease, peripheral arterial disease. Many people will ignore the fact that they have pain when they walk in their legs or their calves. They're unable to walk a block. That cannot be ignored. That's also a red flag for vascular disease. What are our other goals? Our goals are to check not just your cholesterol, but to check your triglycerides, your LDL or lousy cholesterol, your HDL cholesterol, and not just with, you know, the average everyday standard lipid panel. That test does not give us enough information. Information is key for me to take good care of my patients. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and I'm speaking to you about preventing the number one killer in men and women. And you know, if you have any questions, please feel free to call. You don't have to give your name at 206-1580. Unfortunately, we've all been touched by this disease. Either a wife, a mother, a child, a father. This has happened. As I said, in my own family, it is prevalent. So if we look at doing advanced lipid testing to further assess your risk, because we're trying to optimize those risks, that is something that I do at the center, the Triana Center for the Prevention of Heart Attack, Stroke, and Diabetes. So not only do we use the Baldonine method, we use advanced lipid testing, we use the physical exam, a good detailed history, but we also look at your family history. And that comes into genetics. We individualize the care to each person. If someone comes to me and say, I'm 50 years old and my brother or my sister just had a heart attack at the age of 45, you bet I'm going to make sure we evaluate and leave no stone unturned. The Baldonine method does not wait for you to have an event, does not wait to see if you end up losing a kidney or having a stroke. This method looks for disease. It just doesn't look for risk. It goes beyond risk. So you may not have any risk and still have disease. You may have risk and have major disease that you know nothing about. Don't we all agree that knowledge is power? That if we know, and I say like a car, if we know we can get our car and maintain our car so that when we need our car or we need our bodies, we're not left on the side of the road. I mean, I always try to plan ahead. What's plan A? What's plan B? We don't want to go to plan C when it comes to our heart. We don't want to have that cardiac event or that stroke. And, you know, it isn't just the event. It's also the fact that many people who have major events like a heart attack or stroke, they don't go back to work. They're disabled and they have a family member that will need to take care of them. So if we can prevent that, not only do they become disabled, but they can't enjoy their hobbies, gardening, reading a great book, listening to music. I don't know, everyone has so many different hobbies, knitting, sewing, cooking, all these different hobbies.
And listening to your show.
That's not a hobby.
That's a must, right?
That's a must.
There you go.
My passion is to prevent, to help my patients, to listen and learn. And I know some days we have a lot of questions and some days we don't. People are telling me they're listening. But remember, I'm here for you. So if you have a question, I can help you. A lot of times patients will end up having a hard cath for whatever reason. They might have had chest pain or didn't have chest pain. They get a hard cath and they tell me, oh, they told me I don't need bypass surgery. I don't need a stent. I go, wow, that's good. Let me look at that report. Well, it says here you have plaque in your arteries, 30%, 40%, 20%. That's plaque. You have vascular disease. That is the root cause. And why don't we find out if you have inflammation in your arteries? And we need to know, we do the Cleveland Heart Lab test, and we need to assess your risk. And we need to know, what is your family history? What is your family history? What is your blood sugar? Simple things. What is your waist size? Your blood pressure? Your LDL? Your HDL? The healthy cholesterol? Your triglycerides? Are you having pain when you walk a block? Does your calf hurt? Have you lost a toe because of gangrene? That's a big, big red flag showing. That's an emergency. That's a heart attack in your foot. That's vascular disease. The blood isn't getting to your toes or to your leg muscles. If you have vascular disease in your carotid artery, you better look at your heart, your vascular disease in your legs. Using the Baldonin method, we can educate the patient, evaluate disease, look for the fire and inflammation, get to the root cause. I think this sounds very doable, understandable, and simple. Optimize our goals to decrease risk. Know your genetics. Know your family history. There are certain gene tests that we perform also, which can give us more information about your risk for heart disease, for vascular disease. We have so much available to do. It's not just about getting a regular lipid panel. It's not just about knowing that, oh boy, I feel good. I can walk 2 miles. I don't have any problems. Or run a couple of miles. I don't have any problems. Or if someone says, I had a stress test. Unfortunately, we've heard of people, they have a stress test, they go to their doctor, and then they die the next day of sudden death. It is all so real. But there's hope out there. There is something that we can do. At the Triana Center for Prevention, Heart Attack, Stroke, and Diabetes, we can assess and we can make a plan of action so that you can have more good years. And this is incorporated in a nice, personalized office where, again, you know, Tom, I tell one of my patients, they go, well, who do you work for? I said, well, I work for my dogs.
And your farm animals, right?
Yes.
There you go. That's a good answer.
I really do.
Yeah.
They're my bosses.
That's right.
Samson and Delilah. I have two brindle dogs, Diesel and Dooley. Unfortunately, my dog Diesel is getting old, and I don't know how long he's going to be. He's 14 years old.
Ooh, I have a friend who's got a dog, a cocker, that's that old, or maybe a year older.
Yes.
Yeah, they get a little slow. Some of them, sometimes you can't hear, and, you know, not quite as attentive as he once was.
Yes.
So, yeah. But dogs age, or what? A dog, when it's one, it's really 7, right?
Yes, 7 yeah. years. So he's my old doggy. But, you know, I do work for my dogs. The point is, you come to a place where we give personalized attention, one-on-one with the doctor, with the staff. We're here to help you to prevent a heart attack and stroke. Don't wait. And don't wait. You're young. Please, you need to start now. What are you waiting for? And I mean, you know, if you're in your 20s, you should be checking your cholesterol, especially if you have a strong family history. We don't need to wait till we're 50 years old to get our cholesterol checked, to look for vascular disease. At a young age, we can start preventing and looking for disease. It's so important. If anyone wants to call, my office number is 941-625-1990. And I want everyone to know this too. We have a Facebook page. It's called Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. And we're going to cross-reference that with Dr. Triana. And we talked about the Cleveland Heart Lab test. They have a great website also where they say, know your risk. Know if you are at risk. The BaleDonine.com is a great website. I wrote in my Facebook page, so what are you waiting for? If 50% of people, their first symptom of heart disease is the big one, what are you waiting for? We don't want to wait. We want to prevent. You can also go to my website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. If you want to get more information, we also have our patient information sheets. If you want to become a patient, if you want to see me for prevention, for cholesterol management, or for menopause. I'm a menopause practitioner. No woman needs to be suffering with vaginal dryness, hot flashes, decreased libido. I had a lady in the other day, and she said, oh my goodness, I'm a new woman, Dr. Triana, since you've been helping me with my menopause. And she says she has more energy, more interest in sex. She sleeps better. She doesn't suffer from the hot flashes where she's throwing the covers, breaking into a sweat. You know, it's such a pleasure when patients say, I feel so good. I had another patient, she says, look at my numbers. Look what I've done. She was so happy. I said, well, you're just like my movie star. Your numbers are great. She's exercising. She's losing weight. You know, I just get so proud of my patients. I love to hear when they're taking an interest, when they're saying, what do you think? I'm doing this. I'm eating healthy. You know, it's such a wonderful feeling, such a pleasure to hear. And patients say, because of your help, and I say, I'm helping. The hard work is the patient. The patient has to do the hard work. But everybody out here who's listening, my radio audience, which I am so proud to have a radio program, which I enjoy and love. And I do admit, sometimes I get a little nervous even now.
I've never seen you nervous one iota.
Well, because I really want to do my best. I'm driven. You know, I was a Girl Scout for 11 years. Well, let me tell you, as a Girl Scout, you are driven to achieve as much as you can.
Yep, that's for sure.
But it's wonderful. And growing up in Charlotte County and now being able to give to my community here and to everyone who's listening to this program, it's such a pleasure. And I do it with love and kindness. It's the most important thing to be able. So I hope today, everybody who listened, just took home just a few little pearls. In medicine, we call them pearls. that, yes, you don't have to be part of that statistic where you have sudden death. You don't need to be that statistic. That we at the Triana Prevention Center, that Dr. Triana, with your help, with your knowledge, with the latest information, we can prevent that heart attack, stroke, and diabetes with the knowledge that I have. And let me tell you, that knowledge comes from hard work, going to conferences, studying hard, which I love to do, in order to take better care of my patients. I can help women with their menopause, with their hot flashes, and help women prevent the number one killer, heart attack and stroke. So I want to thank everyone. And listen, go to my website. Go to the Facebook page. Like that Facebook page. Give us some feedback. Or you can email me also at AskDrTriana@TrianaPreventionCenter.com. Thank you. And everybody, stay healthy. God bless.
CCF Punta Gorda. News Radio.